Hey guys, Yuna here. I just received a new toy in the mail today. It's the Satisfyer Pro 2 Next Generation, and I wanted to try it out for you all. It's my first time using a air. What did they call it? An air pressure, a clit toy, with airwaves, or God, what is the word? Well, you know what the word is, I'm sure. Well, maybe not, but wow, this is a really bad start to my audio. I feel like I'm out of practice. Like, I don't know, I guess my last ramble fab was maybe a week ago. So yeah, so I don't know if I'm gonna enjoy it. I mean, I hope I enjoy it, but if I don't, I will be pretty sad. I hope it's not too fucking loud. I mean, I have to keep my voice down because everyone's still awake. Yep, so I'm hoping I will enjoy it. I guess these, air pulse technology, that's what it's called. So I guess these are kind of a hit or miss with people with clits. Either it's like fucking amazing and life changing, or it doesn't do anything for them. And knowing me, like, I don't know, I'm kind of weird. So I'm hoping it feels good. I should have, like, listened to some audio before to, like, get myself turned on, but we'll see if the toy helps get me turned on. By the way, excuse my voice, like, it's hard enough talking quietly, but my mouth and throat has been so fucking dry because of the antibiotics I'm on. Really dries your mouth out, so I'm kind of dying right now. Oh god. I should have gotten another mouth drop, or throat lozenge, a Ricola, but I didn't. So yeah, I wanted to thank Dirty Santa, because Christmas came early. I don't know, some of you might have seen that I had a coffee, a co-fee, I think it's just coffee, and that was very short-lived, but I was taking donations just in case anyone wanted to donate. And Dirty Santa was my first donator, and he warned me that fucking PayPal was showing my real name, and I was like, well, great. So I immediately took the coffee down, and yeah, I haven't put it back up because I need to figure out how to remove my real name on my PayPal account. Apparently you can, like, upgrade to a business account for free, and then you can change your name, but I don't know, like, if anyone knows anything about that, like, maybe you have a coffee account, or you take money on your PayPal account, but you don't use your real name, like, please message me and help me. I'm just a baby. I don't know these things. So yeah, God, thank you so much. Like, I was able to buy this toy because of him. You are awesome. I dedicate this ramble fap to you, Santa. So yeah, I guess I'm gonna get started. Okay, so I'm not in a very comfortable position right now, but I didn't want to do this in bed because of my fan, and I didn't want to turn my fan off. I mean, I could have totally done it in bed, but I don't want to. So, yeah, okay, first, you gotta use lube and give him instructions on how to use this toy, because I don't totally know. So first I'm gonna use it on my nipples because my nipples are really sensitive and I love it when they're like licked or sucked on. Mostly licked, but yeah. So I wonder, how am I supposed to clean this thing? I mean, I think I can remove the tip, but I feel like it's not good to get lube on the little thing inside that does the air pulses. I don't know, I'm scared now. Okay, I'm gonna turn it on. It's like super quiet, the first one. Okay. I don't know if I charged it up all the way. I hope I did. So it's supposed to create a suction. Oh, okay. Wow, okay. I don't know if it's really creating a suction, but I definitely feel it. Oh, I kind of feel a suction. I should probably put lube on my nipples. And not. Oh, okay, suction. Oh, yeah, that's good. Let's see if my nipples can get really hard. It makes little farting noises when the suction breaks. Oh fuck. Okay. Yeah, my nipple's hard. Congratulations, toy, you succeeded. Now I'm going to try the other nipple. So, fun fact about me, I've never orgasmed through nipple stimulation alone, but I've come pretty close, I feel like. Wow, this lube sucks. I really need to buy new lube. Well, this is new lube, but I'm using, like, Walmart brand of Astroglide liquid. So it's, I don't know, it's not the best, but whatever. Okay, so yeah, through nipple stimulation, I can, I don't know, I feel like I'm gonna orgasm. I've never done it long enough though. But God, it feels fucking good. Okay, I'm doing the other, oh, the other nipple, okay. Okay, there's the turny uppy thing. Oh my god. I just really want someone to like suck on my nipples right now. Oh my god. That's like the best foreplay ever. Oh fuck. It gets so wet when my nipples are licked and played with. And kissed and bitten like softly. How high does this thing go? Oh. Jesus. It's like trying to beat me. Like it's like beating it. So, more about nipples and boobs. Someday I would love to induce lactation. Like, not by getting pregnant, because I don't want to get pregnant. But, just, I've heard, well, I've read and seen that you can, like, there's these, I don't know, machines or something? I guess maybe just breast pumps. And, you can, induce lactation if you do it long enough. Like, you kind of trick your body into producing milk. I think that would be so fucking hot. But I would need a volunteer to milk me every day. Like, several times a day. God, I just want to breastfeed someone, like, so bad. Oh, just have them fucking suck on my tits. And they'll be so full of milk. That would be fucking amazing. And breast milk tastes so good. In case you guys didn't know. So yeah, I need me a person or two or three or more that is willing to feed off of me. I read this article that this girl breastfeeds her boyfriend every day. Like, I want a relationship like that. No fucking joke, guys. So if you ever want that sweet titty milk, hit me up. Okay. I think I'm done musing on my nipples right now. I'm not gonna lie, it kind of feels better just rubbing my nipples with my fingers. But I don't know. I feel like if I was super turned on, then it would be better. But yeah. Yeah. Oh, breast milk. Yeah. I don't know. Should I tell my story? I'll save that for another time. But, I couldn't help but touch my clit. Fuck. God, this is a bad position. My back hurts and my neck hurts. I might have to just go to my bed. Probably. But I'll try this first. It's been kind of hard to masturbate lately because I had a really bad UTI and then I had probably a yeast infection. Probably, you know, from the UTI. But I just finished all my antibiotics, so I'm hoping I'll be better. If not, then I have to go to the doctor and get a fucking urinalysis done, and it'll cost a lot of money. Well, for me, it will. And it would just be inconvenient and annoying. You know, peeing in cups is like one of the hardest things to do. I think I've perfected it. Like, I haven't peed in a cup since whenever my last urine sample was. Contrary to popular belief, I do not pee in a glass and drink it. I mean, I like pee. But, I don't know, that doesn't really turn me on. Pretty much everything else about pee does. But, I don't know, just something about putting pee in a cup or a glass and drinking it, just, I can't, it just grosses me out. I'd rather drink it straight from the tap, you know? Like, just straight from a dick or a pussy. Not a vagina, though. I mean, you know, like the vulva area. Because pee does not come from your vagina, I think. I think a lot of, like, boys think that, like teenagers or younger guys. Like, oh yeah, girls pee from their vagina. No. Well, I use too much lube and everything's squishy. Squelching. So yeah, masturbation isn't hurting tonight, which is good. I need to actually use this toy and stop rubbing my clit. But it feels so good, like I don't want to stop. Oh. Yeah, it feels really good. Oh my god, so, I'm just all over the place tonight, but I mean, it's Ramble Fap, and it's a Una Ramble Fap, which means it's fucking chaotic. So, you know what there is a serious lack of on GWA? I'll let you guess. It has to do with, okay, it has to do with, well, no, I'm just gonna say it's sounding. There is... Well, as someone informed me, there's no sounding audios on GWA. I haven't looked it up myself, but that's like a crime against humanity. So, sounding. I really want to be sounded. Like, really bad. And I really like thinking about guys getting sounded. Like, you know, people with cocks. Fuck. I have an idea for sounding audio. Wait. Yeah. I was gonna say it was a script, but it's not. It's an audio that I'm gonna hopefully record someday about an enthusiastic kinky girlfriend that really wants her boyfriend to try sounding, and she wants to try it with him. Oh my god, can you imagine, like, I wasn't gonna put this in the audio. I do want to make a sequel, though, so maybe in the sequel. But, like, the girl... the boyfriend is sounding his girlfriend at the same time that she's sounding him. Mutual sounding. That would be awesome. I think I've stuck I don't think I have, but I think I did, but not really. But I was I need to keep my voice down because I just heard my mom get up. But shit, what was I gonna say? Oh yeah, I used to watch a lot of sounding like GIFs and videos on Tumblr before they like got rid of all the not safe for work shit. And this one guy stuck his DS stylus into his penis. And I was like, hey, that's an idea. So oh my god. I took my DS stylus and I think it went into my urethra, but I'm not sure. It probably just went into my vagina. And I was just like, oh. But I would like to think it went in there. And yeah, that was pretty cool. I can't imagine doing that with a UTI though. God, that would hurt so fucking bad. And before you try this at home, don't use your stylus for sounding because you really need to take a lot of precautions when you do sounding. Like, it has to be sanitized and everything because, yeah, UTIs. And also, I mean, well, I'm not gonna get into it because it's not sexy, like all the drawbacks. But yeah, sounding, holy shit. Wow. I really want to try that someday. I just gotta find a guy that is willing to stick a rod in his penis. God, I just need to find a guy that is willing to fuck me. Honestly. Okay, I think I'm gonna use this. This position is awful. I keep thinking the buttons on the front. I think it would be so much easier if it was. But it's not. It's on the back. I don't know. I need to change positions a bit. Okay, that's a bit better, I think. I hope. Let's do this shit. So, where is Clitoris? Probably need more lube. I feel like this is learning curve toy. Definitely a learning curve. Let's see. I feel like a straight guy. It's like, where's the clitoris? I shouldn't say that because the majority of my listeners are straight guys. That's not a big surprise. I think a lot of GWA listeners are straight guys. Like, no offense to straight guys, but you know, sometimes y'all make it way too easy. Probably gotta turn it up all the way to see if I got it right. Okay, yeah. Right now I feel something. Oh, there's definitely a section. I'm probably not doing it right because I don't feel much. Like, I definitely feel it, but it's not like. Oh, I guess I just gotta get into it. Okay, it's better on the higher speeds. It kind of is like a vibration. Like, not really, but kind of. I wanted to ramble a bit more about this really hot scenario. That's another idea for an audio. I need more lube. It was like starting to hurt. So the thing about these toys, like, I read a lot of reviews before I buy anything, especially toys, because I want to know if I'm going to like them or not, and toys aren't exactly cheap, so, sometimes if you don't use enough lube, it could, like, cause you to bleed. I don't know how that happens, but, yeah, I'd rather not, like, rip up my clit. So, besides a lot of lube, it'll mimic your wet mouth on me, sucking my clit, flicking your tongue against my clit. So, I've been gone down on before a few times, but I never came just from oral. I've only had one sexual experience, like one sexual partner, and we were both virgins, so we were inexperienced as fuck. I went down on her first, and I managed to make her come just by using my mouth, and I think I fingered her a little bit too, just like one finger, but I wasn't rough with her because she, wasn't used to penetration. So, yeah, she came on my mouth, which was pretty fucking cool. I didn't know she came, actually. And I was just like, did you go? And she's like, yeah. What the heck? But, God, I just, oh, I want to eat pussy again so bad. It tastes so good, and it's so fun. Like, just hearing all those moans and whimpers. Fuck, I'm just licking that delicious wet cunt. Oh, fuck. God. slipping my tongue inside. Oh my god. I love pussy. Anyway, the next day my jaw really hurt. So that was a drawback. Also, it's kind of hard to breathe when you go down a girl. So yeah, after I got her off, she wanted to return the favor, but I was like really tired and not really horny anymore. Like, I was kind of just like, I want to go to sleep. I was satisfied by getting her off. I think I got her off twice. That first night? Yeah, I think so. It might have just been once that night, I don't know. But yeah, once I was done with her, she wanted to do me. So, I mean, I just let her, like, I didn't really have to do any more work, so I could just, you know, lay there and enjoy it. But when she went down on me, like, I couldn't feel anything. It was really disappointing. It was like I was numb down there. I don't know. I guess I have to increase the speed. I'm not feeling like these life-changing vibrations. Well, not vibrations. But yeah. So she didn't go down on me for long because I just wasn't feeling it. Oh god. God, my cat made a noise and it scared me. It's like, oh god, is someone coming in? What is she doing? Jesus Christ. Okay. God. I was scared for my life right there. Ooh. My clit is like nice and swollen now. So yeah, I fantasize a lot about someone going down on me, and it's just feeling really fucking good. They need to be someone experienced that way, or at least done a lot of research. Yeah. So I was like, oh my god. So I am pleased with this toy because it is very quiet. Which is good because I love the people. Yeah, so, oh fuck, I just wish it was you licking my pussy, just making me wetter and wetter. can tighten around your tongue and rock my hips into your face. The only thing that's like really loud is the clicks to change the speeds. So I thought it had different modes, but I guess not. It does have a suction. It reminds me of, I have these nipple suckers, I guess you call them. And, anyway, I've used them on my, I've tried to use it on my clit, but it, like, doesn't work that well. So I put it further down, like right above my vagina, and over my urethra, and it feels so good, like, holy fuck. And it sticks there. I kind of like it because it's like I have a little dick. Fuck. I could have just like rock my hips around. Just like waving my little dick around. I don't want to come just yet. I'm gonna try to like edge, I guess. Thank you, Santa, for this toy. I need to stop turning it up, but it feels good. I don't even remember what I was talking about. Oh yeah. Turn it down. Okay. Fuck. Wow. Okay, shit. I was talking about my tiny dick. Anyways, so when I finally take it off, oh my god, my, skin is so hard and swollen. It's kind of, like, concerning. Like, oh god, will this go down? It's just, like, so hard and raised. But yeah, it feels good. I wish it would like suction my clit more. Not this toy, I mean those nipple sucker thingies. I tried it on my nipples, but I only kept like falling over. Oh, I was a bad girl and I turned it up. I want to be a naughty girl for you. your little cum princess. I want to cum lots and lots for you. And make you cum lots and lots. The other morning, I came like 2 or 3 times in a row. It was awesome. Fuck. Oh God. I wanna see if I can get it higher up on my clit. Oh, I love how it makes my clit bigger because of the suction. And just from being aroused. I feel like I have like a decent sized clit. It's a bit more prominent than some clits. Like the girl I was with, she had such a teeny tiny little clit. It was cute, but like I kinda wanted more to suck on. And I think my clit is probably pretty easy to suck on. Cause it definitely like protrudes a little bit when I'm aroused. You can just wrap your lips around it and suck really hard. You don't have to be gentle. So yeah, I really just want someone to go down on me. Just bury their head between my legs. And I wanna like comb my hand through their hair and just pull lightly. Like I said, it makes a farting noise when you break the suction. I'm not queefing, I promise. Wait. Uh-oh. Is it running out of charge? No. Like I said, I don't think it charged all the way. Instead, it might take 8 hours. I don't know how long I charged it for. I think there are 11 speeds. Which is quite a few speeds. See, now on the higher speeds it feels more like a vibrator. I think I'm on the highest speed, yeah. Oh. Alone right now, I would just be moaning so loud, whining, whimpering. I would probably scream, oh fuck, when I come. I wonder if I can put something inside of me. Probably. There goes those clit farts. God, stop making that noise for fuck's sake. It literally sounds like I'm farting. But I'm not. I think I just need to let go. And just let pleasure take over. Stop thinking so much. Oops. Oh, that was a fart. No, just kidding. It was not a fart. I would tell you if I really farted, and then I would edit it out. I mean, farts happen during sex. I remember that girl was fucking me with a rabbit vibrator. And like, I think I had like Korean barbecue earlier that night and ate a bunch.
And so I was really gassy. So I was like, I could just get, oh my god, I'm so wet. I don't know if it's lube or it's probably both. Actually, no. That's definitely pussy juice. Yummy, yummy. Anyways, she was like trying to fuck the gas out of me. I was just like, okay, I need to stop. Oh, there are different modes. Okay then. Okay. This mode is different. Anyways, yeah, I was like, oh, let's do something else. Because I don't want to like start farting. Some people get really turned on by that though, which is okay. I ain't gonna kink shame you. Oh, fuck. I think if someone I was with had like a fart fetish, I would indulge them. I definitely don't want to be on the receiving end though. How long will it take you to come? Who knows? I pressed down too hard and was like, oh. Okay. I feel like the higher modes are like not as good. I wonder how much of this audio I'm gonna have to edit. What? See, I don't see other modes. I mean, I don't feel them. Ew. I'm sweating. I hate sweating. I had to change positions. It was just getting way too uncomfortable. Sounds a bit like an airplane. Lifting my clit up a little bit, I think. I just moved it a bit higher. Oh, God. Okay, stop being an airplane, please. Was that funny? I think it was funny. It sounded so weird. It sounded like a fucking tentacle monster was fucking me. Which is pretty hot. Oh God. Feeling like those. What are they called? I guess suction cups on your clit. And then, oh God, a tentacle sliding in my pussy. Just fucking in and out, slowly, and stretching me wider and wider. And then another tentacle prodding at my asshole, getting it all wet, tickling my rim. Their tentacles are stroking my nipples. Being double penetrated. Oh fuck, it would feel so good. I feel like I need to change positions again.